Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
And today I am joined by Michelle Rowe. Hi, Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing really good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, it's great to have you. You're making a film at the moment as part of your studies at uni. Tell us all about this film, it's amazing.
Yeah, so it's called Sense of Tumour and it's based roughly off of my experiences over the last year. I got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma when I was just turned 20. And for the last year and a half, basically, I've been fighting it, doing a load of different chemo, radiotherapy, most recently CAR T cell therapy. So the film is just based off of my personal experiences with my girlfriend Hannah and kind of us going through the motions of coming to terms with my illness, particularly with CAR T cell therapy. This is basically like my kind of last resort therapy. There are other things that I could do, like clinical trials, but I'm not sure if I would do that. And this was just something that was really difficult for the both of us to kind of come to terms with. Being a film student, I knew that I was always going to want to turn this into a film because I really do think that the best films are ones that are authentic. And I just really had this desire to tell this story that was just genuine and very real and raw and kind of look into like the human relationship side of cancer and how that affects and like manifests into your everyday life. I suppose it's also like a coming of age film. And I do think those are the best kind of films because I think that you can really connect with them.
It's such an incredible story and it's so important to get that voice out there. I know a lot of people will really appreciate that. A lot of young people that, you know, are fighting the same thing. As you mentioned there, the film is based on your life, right? So is it hard to put a story out there that, you know, is so close to your heart?
Parts of it have been really difficult and parts of it, it's quite liberating to be able to talk about it and have a platform because already, so I've discussed my journey on like YouTube and TikTok and I've had lots of people reach out to me and kind of say how much it's meant to them to have something that they can connect with. And it's really nice to feel like I'm doing something that is making a little bit of a difference. I had the loveliest message ever the other day. I was just in the bath and it took me so off guard. I was going through my Instagram and I just started crying because this girl messaged me and said that her sister, who was 17, was diagnosed with cancer. And she said, I just wanted to say how much your content has helped me and my family to come to terms with it. And like the comedy and everything like that has just kind of helped them to get through. And I literally was blown away by it. I was kind of doing it for like my friends and family so they could see what I was going through. And then you have an impact on strangers. And to think that you can actually have an impact on people is something that I never would have predicted.
Well, it's absolutely amazing, yeah, to have a bit of a platform and be able to use that. In the mainstream media, people don't talk extensively about what it is and people sort of tiptoe around it. And it's why I really wanted to talk to you today, because I think it's so great to have particularly young people's stories out there. And as you say, it's a coming of age film where everything is so up in the air, and the more voices and the more stories we can tell, the better, and the more people will hopefully come together and sort of help each other. You said as well there that it was really important to you to sort of tell it with a bit of humour, and whilst it is a dark topic, to really try and bring that comedy in there. Why is that so important to you, do you think?
For me, it is one of the most important aspects. I think I've always, throughout my life, comedy has been a different coping mechanism for things that I've gone through, and nothing changed when I became sick. It's like a crutch for me. And I think it is for a lot of people. And with cancer, like I agree with what you said, a lot of people tiptoe around it and people are scared to joke and it's very serious. And don't get me wrong, of course it is, but it's very morbid when you're really looking at, you know, I was told that this CAR T cell therapy had a 30 to 40% chance of working. Do I want to spend what could potentially be the last few months of your life really upset and anxious and depressed? No, you know, make light of the situation where you can be really grateful for everything that I do have. And comedy really helps me just to cope with it.
That is such an incredible response. And, you know, to have that perspective on it. And also, whilst you're so young, I mean, you are the same age as me, so it's not like I can be like, oh, you're so wise. But to have that outlook, honestly, is so mature and definitely, I mean, just really inspiring.
Thank you.
You're doing this as part of a university film project, right?
Yeah. it's my final year film. So we make one film this year that we have to like fundraise for and do all the branding and marketing to just prepare us to go into the industry. So this will be like the main thing on our showreel. But obviously it's more than that to me. It's more than just a degree film.
That's just, that adds to the whole situation that not only are you going through all of this, but you're also at university. That is just mad to me. Hats off. That's absolutely amazing. Must be a lot of work.
I can't say I fully prepared myself for it. So I did my CAR T cell therapy. The way it works, you have a single infusion and then you wait 6 months for the results. But when I said to my doctors, hey, I want to go back to uni, a month after I had had this infusion, they literally looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, well, for the last year, I was meant to be moving to California to study film and I couldn't go. And the whole year I've just been sat here thinking, I just want to get on with my life. I want to start my career. Film is something that I'm so passionate about. And me getting ill just really proved that to me, because even when I was in hospital, I was looking up like how, you know, best cinematographers, cinematography techniques, like teaching myself different lighting and all of this kind of stuff. It's just what I want to do with my time. Always.
Yeah. You have an amazing team around you helping you to make this film. Did that all come together as part of like a uni experience? How did that happen?
It was actually quite hard this year. I didn't know most of the people in my team because I had to take a gap year. I was with like the year belows. There are a few people I do know. My best friend, who I was meant to do the study abroad with, she went on her study abroad and she's come back now. So she is my first assistant director. But yeah, it was hard. The way we do it on my course, you have like 11 films selected. Basically, everyone submits an idea and then the lecturers pick the ones that they want to green light. And then you have to sell yourself and your film to the rest of the cohort, which was very intimidating because I didn't know anyone. And then you have loads of people message you and say, hey, can I be this? Can I be that? That was the most stressful weekend probably since getting diagnosed, because it's hard. Like, this film is so personal to me. I'm not directing it. I'm the director of photography. So I'll be doing all the stuff to do with the camera. And to pick someone to direct a project and things like that, that is so close to your heart. It's difficult when you don't know anyone and you're trying to scramble to figure out who is going to be able to best encapsulate the story that you want to tell and work hard and be passionate about the film.
It must be exciting to sort of see a project that you've created, and particularly because, you know, it's so close to you, to see that come to life.
Yeah, I feel very proud because I think so much has happened in the last year that to be able to actually make this film and hopefully have it help other people with cancer, young or old. And also there obviously is the LGBT aspect, because I'm gay and it's about me and my girlfriend, or based off of that. It really means a lot for me to have a lot of these elements that are really important to me just normalised in film.
Absolutely, yeah. I feel like normally if you have a film about a gay couple, the plot line is, you know, they're a gay couple, and it shouldn't be the plot line.
That's how we felt when we were making this. Like, why are all gay films just about them coming out of the closet? It's just about a relationship. That's all it's about. They happen to be gay. I always wanted to make a film that has like LGBT characters in it and not be about that. They just exist within the film, because I think it helps to normalize it, and we go through the same things that everyone else does, especially with this happening with cancer. It's just nice to see how the characters are there for each other and how they cope with the diagnosis.
Absolutely. Where does the film start and take us, sort of thing, obviously without any plot spoilers? Is it from before the diagnosis? Does it start with the diagnosis?
So the film actually starts on the road. We are redrafting a lot, so a lot of things change, but at the moment they're on the road and they're on the way to this lake where they spent a lot of summers and they basically fell in love. And it's about them finding their way back to each other. Cancer can really come between relationships, not in the way of like falling out of love or anything like that, but it completely changes your life. My girlfriend had to sacrifice so much to look after me and to care for me, and it was not something that I ever expected her to do. At the time, we'd been together possibly for a year and a half, maybe a little bit less, which is crazy to say out loud that I've been sick for half of our relationship now. And one of the first things that I said to her when it happened, I said, look, I really don't expect you to stay with me. I wouldn't have been angry. I wouldn't, you know, it would have been sad, but I wouldn't have blamed her at all. And I would quite often say to her, like, this is a lot for you to take on. This is a lot for anyone to take on. And I am not going to resent you or anything if you don't want to be here for it. And she could not have been more amazing, especially she's 22 years old. To be told that your 21-year-old girlfriend has cancer, 30 to 40% chance of beating it, it can really knock you for six. And, you know, it was difficult for her to just be my girlfriend and not be my carer at times. And the film is about them finding their way back to how they were before this cancer diagnosis took over both of their lives. They, you know, Jamie, that's the main character who has cancer. Jamie just wants to be Jamie. She doesn't want to be defined by her illness, and she doesn't want people telling her what she can and can't do because of it. And naturally, her girlfriend Grace wants to look after her and protect her, but it's somewhat getting in the way, as much as she's doing it out of love. And we kind of wanted to explore that aspect of it. I think the film really shows you how much they love and care about each other. That's what we're aiming for, ultimately.
Absolutely. And where are you at with your timeline of making the film? Do you have a target for when you're hoping to film?
So our filming week is in April, and we're in the fifth draft of our script. We basically just rework and rework and rework everything because we want it to be as good as it can possibly be. With this being such a personal project, I am a bit of a perfectionist, trying to work with the writer and really make sure that we can encapsulate the characters and the story that we want to tell. But we have our lecturers assisting with that, and they're so happy with what we're producing at the moment. We're all so excited to do this.
Now, obviously, making a film off your own back, that is not an easy thing to do. You're currently raising money for the project. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so we're raising money on our Indiegogo campaign, which you can find if you go onto our Instagram, which is at Sense of Tumor Film. There should be a link in the bio that you can go and donate to. We have technically met our target of £4,000 on that campaign, but this was like an initial target that we set. Honestly, we didn't think that we were going to be able to raise it. We thought that if we set it to our actual target of like £6,000 or £7,000, my producer knows the exact figure, I'm not involved in that side. but we thought if we set it that high, that people would kind of look at us and go, that is way too much money. I can't, you know, if I donate £10, that's not going to make a difference, and it was going to deter them. So even though we have technically met that goal, we would really, really appreciate any amount of money that people would be willing to donate, because it means that we can get better actors, better locations. We're actually trying to see if we can get a low loader, because we're shooting in a car. Obviously, you're not allowed your actors to actually drive. So we need to figure out possibly hiring a van that's going to tow the car. We're still dealing with the sees of that, but it's very expensive to make a film. Macmillan are hopefully going to be promoting our film when it's finished. I do quite a lot of work with Macmillan at the moment. I could not have got through the last year without Macmillan. They've done everything for me, from like finances to mental health. I'm still relying on Macmillan for a lot of things. I think they do such incredible work, and they've all really taken a hit because of COVID. They have lost a lot of money, and it's really sad to see, because they're doing such important work. If anyone can donate to Macmillan or Teenage Cancer Trust or Click Sergeant, anything like that, it would be amazing. And if you can't do that, please sign up to be a blood donor, please. Honestly, it's one of the best things you can do. You can save people's lives. It's so easy.
Michelle, thanks so much for chatting to me today. Your film sounds incredible. Your story yourself is so inspiring, and I'm so inspired by you telling this story and getting it out there and helping people with it. I wish you all the best with the film. You'll have to come back when it's a big blockbuster hit. I want an exclusive interview, please.
Thank you so much for having me. No, it's been lovely to talk to you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.